capabilities down to the mom and pop machine shops all over this great country. They live at the beginning of and the core of America's combat capability, constantly adapting, constantly improving, constantly learning. And there are examples.
As you can hear, the
update
from the Pentagon, we got Chairman of the Joint Chiefs General Kane talking with Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, before that. And a couple of key items that Pete Hegseth highlighted was that there had been 200 dynamic strikes just last night. That means they changed the targeting package mid-air. President Trump will make a deal or continue with even more intensity. And he, of course, in spite of the Pope's comments on Sunday, said he hopes for the best and prays for the best in the name of Jesus Christ, which I support that. Also, when General Gain was talking, he talked about having laid to rest a World War II AAA, 16 and a quarter kills for Colonel Bud Anderson, finally laid to rest at Arlington just over the weekend. They're flying B-52s now overhead Iran. 150 ships have been destroyed. And then, of course, he spent some extended time thanking the defense industrial and the national industrial base because all of the things that go into making the bullets and the bombs and the food and the everything else that they produce is essential to making this effort work. 7:26 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by the Pensacola Little Theater. Get ready to laugh out loud with Junie B. Jones, the musical, from April 10th through the 12th. Tickets are available at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Still rolling accident-free, but not delay-free, my friends. If you're on Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect about a 12-minute delay. And also Highway 29 southbound, still dealing with the dump truck that has still in the road. They're trying to get that out. It's causing some major delays on Highway 29 southbound at Kingsfield Road. I-10 eastbound between, 9 Mile and Pine Forest, seeing about a 7-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
It is Christina Leavenworth.
I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic.
Hey, this is Delino with the Boot Store on Pine Forest Road.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
I love radio advertising for my business, so I always love referring business over to ADX Communications for the best radio advertising out there.
We have advertised with Cat Country 98.7 over the past 10 years. Because we know radio works and Cat Country reaches our target audience.
I absolutely recommend radio to business owners. It's real, it's local, and it reaches people where they live and work.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
You don't need another money hack.
You need a plan.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You're different. You're weird. You're a mutant. You're a killer. You're a trained killer. You're a lean, mean, violent machine. I'll do it!
Bunch of your buddies are trying to talk you into mud wrestling some hot girls at a bar. I mean, let them persuade you. 729 on News Radio 92.3. Come on,
that was just random, but okay.
Well, the idea that, Dewey Ox protested, like,
bruh, we need to teach you better.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. The FBI says last month's attack at Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township, Michigan, was a Hezbollah-inspired terrorism act against the state's Jewish community. Federal officials say that suspect had apparently created a Facebook album he called Vengeance and had searched online for Orthodox synagogues. The Supreme Court hearing the case today of a black death row inmate who contends he was sentenced to death in violation of the Constitution's ban on racial discrimination in jury selection. The case involves Terry Pitchford, who was convicted and sentenced to death for his role in the 2006 murder of a grocery store owner in Mississippi. And life and death, untold, the death and life of Lamar Odom is out on Netflix today. That tells the story of the former NBA star's fame and fall into addiction. It covers his struggles along with his marriage to Khloe Kardashian and her efforts to help him.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much. Navy Days, Pensacola Navy Days, Night at the Museum Gala, happening Friday, May 8th at the museum. Early bird discount, 20% off with the promo code EARLYBIRD through March 31st. PensacolaNavyDays.org.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump not mincing his words to U.S. allies this morning, writing on Truth Social, the USA won't be there to help you anymore, just like you weren't there for us, and go get your own oil. AAA reports this morning the average price for a gallon of gas over $4 for the first time since 2022.
I'm pessimistic. I think it's just going to get worse.
That man at a gas station in California. The Department of War delivering an update on the conflict with Iran that's 5 weeks old.
She simply looked up at me with a sly smile on her face and said, "More bombs, sir, and bigger bombs. We will happily oblige her."
War Secretary Pete Hegseth relating to talk cab with a senior service member. And the secretary adds, strikes are causing widespread desertions in Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 67 degrees with partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll get our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. A bill introduced by Congressman Jimmy Patronis would make it harder for states to overlook roads like Highway 98 when spending federal transportation dollars.
We're just continuing to try to ensure that those dollars can go to 98 and 85 and those roadways that are so critical to get thousands of people to and from work every single day safely.
The Warrior Road Act would attach strings to federal infrastructure funding, requiring states to prioritize routes that provide access to military installations. Patronis says Florida DOT Secretary Jared Perdue is already on board with that concept. A Pensacola man charged with second-degree murder will stand trial after a judge denied his stand-your-ground motion this week. 30-year-old Devin Smith claimed he shot Jabbar Franklin in self-defense. This was at the Lavelle Way Days Inn back in 2023. Judge Amy Broderson rejected the claim, saying at least three of the four shots struck Franklin in the back. Security camera footage played in court showed Franklin walking into the lobby with a cell phone and a water bottle before Smith opened fire. The judge said, from what the video showed, it wouldn't give a reasonable person cause to fear imminent harm. Smith's trial is expected in July. An 81-year-old Pensacola woman mistakenly hit the gas instead of the brake while parking at Gulfwind's Federal Credit Union on Creighton Road yesterday afternoon, crashing into the building and striking a man walking towards the entrance. The 37-year-old J-man suffered serious but non-critical injuries and was taken to Baptist Hospital. The driver was not hurt and was cited for careless driving. Speaking of Baptist Hospital, they've earned a spot on the Forbes Top Hospitals list for 2026 with a 4-star overall rating for clinical excellence and patient care. The Forbes rating system evaluates hospitals nationwide using performance measures from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Baptist Hospital officials say the recognition reflects 75 years of commitment to high-quality local health care. The hospital also recently has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report and Premier 15's top hospitals list. Well, 10 CEFCO convenience stores across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are being converted over to Casey's General Stores. And that is the third-largest convenience retail chain in the U.S. Several locations in Pensacola and Pace are scheduled to be converted within the next 2 weeks. There's a few locations, at least, have already been converted. The 10 locations include stores in Pensacola, Pace, Navarre, and Gulf Breeze. Casey's also got approval last year for a location on 29 and 97 in Molino. So far, though, there's no update on the status of that project. Casey's is also known as the fifth largest pizza chain across the United States. Santa Rosa County District Schools are cutting the ribbon on their Center for Innovation in Milton today. The state-of-the-art career and technical education facility on Highway 90 opens with a ribbon cutting at 4 p.m. this afternoon, followed by an open house that'll go until 5:30 tonight. The $9 million facility was funded with a Triumph Board grant and will offer students hands-on training aligned with high-demand careers across the area. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 9-minute delay through that construction zone. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect a 12-minute delay. And also Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road, about a 13-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Your Tuesday morning starts out with temperatures in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies. Going into the afternoon, we will start to see some peaks of sun with temperatures climbing into the 70s. We also have the chance for a hit or miss shower. I'm meteorologist Marianne Caldwell. We are WEAR First Warning Weather Forecast.
And right now we've got 67 degrees. It is partly cloudy right now. Your next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Unilever is implementing a 3-month hiring pause as it tackles challenges arising from the Middle East conflict. The consumer goods firm is among the various sectors hit by the Iran war, from airlines to retailers. The conflict is disrupting supply chains and adding to the cost of living pressures for consumers. Novo Nordisk has launched a multi-month subscription program for its Wegovy obesity drug products that aims to ensure cash-paying patients pay lower, predictable monthly prices. Eligible patients can choose between 3, 6 or 12-month subscriptions. Heading to a gas station will not be fun. Oil prices are up. Brent has surged by more than 3% after President Trump said he would end the war in Iran even if the Strait of Hormuz is not immediately reopened. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $103.26 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $116.60 per barrel. Futures are still sharply higher as President Trump works to end the conflict in the Middle East. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 49. That's Your Money Now.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The free Ego Wahooza event at Maritime Park is Saturday, beginning at 8 with the 5K Color Run. Get the fun details at PensacolaChurch.org. Bands on the Beach returns next Tuesday the 7th on Casino Beach. Beginning at 7 every Tuesday, kick back with family and friends and enjoy the live music. The Calverts kick off the season. See PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all. With the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed,
staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we have with us here in studio Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Doing great. We had a couple of incidents take place recently, including you had a carjacking with, I'm sure I'm going to butcher this name, Parkardon Gandhi. Is that the suspect's name?
Well, yeah, there was a couple of people that were involved. That was one of them. It was the guy was wanted because he stole a car. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Because he stole a car. We tried to stop it. Had to pit it. That guy, Gandhi, tries to jump over the passenger. With the last name is Lane, I believe. And tries to get away. He doesn't get away. We capture
him. He tries
to
escape by fleeing through the passenger's door?
Yeah, I think that they were trying. We had it pitted, so we were on the driver's
door. Oh, you
were
on the other
side.
Okay, I got you.
But, you know, let's not go out that door.
Yeah.
Let's try to go out another door, and I guess he's not that good at it. He gets out of the car, but we catch him.
Okay.
Thereafter.
And he had other things or just?
Yeah, I believe he had a number of, let's see here, number of other warrants on him.
Okay.
And that's why he tried to flee on foot. But he was, as we said, quickly apprehended. His passenger, which was 38, the lady I mentioned before, Claudacious Lane, was also had active warrants from the Pensacola Police Department. She was also detained at the scene. So Gandhi, like I said, was charged with aggravated fleeing and looting, and also this the serious charge of having a tag that was unassigned.
Wait, so it's a carjacking?
Yeah, it was the car itself was carjacked, so he does have those.
He stole that car from somebody else. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You also have had a stabbing that seems to be a homeless man stabbing a homeless man. Is that right?
Yeah, over the weekend we had an altercation in front of Waterfront Rescue Mission where one guy ended up stabbing another individual in the abdomen, and then he fled. When we got there, we got the description, which was a white male with a red beard and red hair, wearing jeans and cowboy boots.
Okay.
As you can imagine, we quickly found him in the area.
Not running shoes.
And placed him under arrest, and charged him with charged him with attempted homicide.
How's the victim doing? Do we know?
At this point, it's non-life threatening.
Okay. Well, we'll take that. You had a press conference yesterday. Kind of everybody was in this press conference, and this had to do with the two thugs who got sentenced for 30 years for shooting at DEA agents, right?
Yeah, those were two cases. We had we did have a pretty good collection of federal, state, and local law enforcement. We had at our office, at the sheriff's office, because of the size of the room, quite frankly, because we had DEA represented, we had ATF represented, we had both the state attorney and the United States attorney. Jack Heekin was there. I was there.
Yeah, because it was a federal charge, right?
It was a task force. These are task force cases.
Okay.
One was task force case, and the other one was adopted case. So, yeah, DEA was surrounded a house, and the individual fired outside at the DEA agent and then fled. We were able to pit the car and catch him. Sheriff's deputies caught him a little bit later on. And the other case was a case where it was a stolen car that hit on one of our license plate readers. One of our deputies used a pit. And then while that car, while they're spinning and while we're trying to stop them, this is the guy that they pulled a handgun and shot through their own window and into the side of the cruiser car, trying to shoot the deputy, obviously, then got out and started running with the handgun itself. The deputy, this was one of our officer-involved shootings, ended up shooting him and the canine, shooting at him, and then the canine actually got a hold of him, pretty good grip at him. So these are two dangerous felons that are now off the street, and it's about the partnerships that we have. I think it was pretty indicative of the collaboration, cooperation that we have that I haven't seen in my 40 years, that we can work. If it's a gun case, we work with ATF. Drug case, we can work with DEA. We obviously have a relationship with the Pensacola Police Department, and then I think that the fact that the U.S. Attorney's Office and our Attorney's Office, Ginger Madden's office, can work together and decide which one gives them the best chance of prosecution and potentially the longest sentences.
You know, as you know, one of the things we always do with Mike on Thursdays, Mike Wood from PPD, is we talk about that cop myths or, you know, whatever. And I just remember that one of the persistent ones is this notion you see in TV shows all the time. Well, that's my jurisdiction. That's my case. You're not going to take it from me. Whereas in reality, y'all basically almost fighting to give up cases in a sense just because of scarce resources, but y'all work together, right? At least now, if it were ever that way, it's not that way now, right? You guys do work together all the time on stuff.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we always, sometimes we'll have a conversation with this. This either started in, it doesn't necessarily matter because we have jurisdiction throughout the county, but if it started in the city of Pensacola, then we'll say, hey, why don't y'all go ahead and, you know, y'all finish it, because it makes for a better prosecution without having to change change jurisdictions. But like I said, having been the Pensacola police chief for a number of years, it works better that way when you can put your egos aside and you're drawing a line in the sand type of thing. It works better for the community as a whole, and quite honestly, works what the bad guys are taking off the streets in Escambia County makes the city of Pensacola safer. The bad guys taking off the city of Pensacola makes the county better and safer. And to that regard, also Santa Rosa,
right,
you know, because and that's why we had our chief deputy Randy Tiff there as well. And again, I've been in law enforcement over 40 years, and I don't think I've ever seen cooperation amongst agencies. Just to give you an idea. We're talking about the spring break in Pensacola Beach and what we can do to get people off the beach going northbound. One phone call to Rick Hawthorne in Gulf Breeze, who I've known for dozens of years. He said, yeah, we'll help. Just give us a call. No problem. I talked to the new police chief, Chief Winstrom, and said, hey, this is what we've done in the past. You think it's possible to do that again? Yes, no problem. I think that's the kind of thing that makes our community, makes it great.
We've actually got another story about interagency cooperation, because it seems like everybody touched this story. I'll get to in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Marcus Point Baptist Church Community Sunrise Service. That's Easter Sunday at 6:15 a.m. at Blue Wahoo Stadium. You can visit PensacolaEaster.org. Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 9-minute delay. And also Highway 90 coming into Pensacola through that construction zone, experiencing about a 17-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Speaking of interagency cooperation, the press release yesterday actually came from FHP, but it involved you guys and a couple of other agencies as well. One of your sergeants pulled up to a truck that was stopped at Pace and Delano. And what, the guy was passed out in his truck with the car running and his foot on the brake, I guess.
That's it. The car was locked. It was running, but his foot was on the brake, and he was sleeping, unconscious, whatever. And they couldn't get him awakened. So we obviously called for FHP and
for the DUI unit,
right? And also for the EMS. And in the meantime, the sergeant,
to make sure he was not in danger of dying.
Well, once they opened it up, and then, but he didn't want him to get away, so he blocked the truck's path initially, and then they were able to ascertain what he was doing. The FHP got there. I believe they determined also that he was in the country illegally, and so once he handles the DUI part of it, he's also going to be on a, you know, and answer to ICE.
Yeah, so EMS, ECSO, FHP, ICE, you got all the acronym agencies involved here. And I don't know why y'all ganged up on him so much. I mean, he was a guy who was so good at driving, he could do it in his sleep.
He wasn't doing it well.
Oh, fair enough. He just stopped. The part of that story that makes me amazed is that here's a guy who's asleep and he's still got his foot on the brake. I mean, I don't know. It struck me odd about that story. You guys had a SWAT call out last week, Pace and Belmont, speaking of Pace, with a barricaded suspect and violence warrants.
Yeah, this guy, Savion Daquan Richardson, had warrants on him. The warrants were for burglary and property damage and criminal mischief, multiple counts of criminal mischief, a warrant for firing a weapon, aggravated battery, domestic violence, additional weapons offense, and also possession of a weapon by a convicted felon. So we had all those warrants that we knew of. And then our people in our warrant section did a good job of trying to find him. And then they as we say, we put him at that location. So we decided early in the morning, Thursday, Friday morning, we decided to knock on the door, and we were able to ascertain by people in the area that he was, in fact, in that little apartment, townhouse-like type thing. So we surrounded it, obviously, and we broke out our what we call our Rook, which is a modified
bobcat-type
tractor with ballistic characteristics, right? But it also has a front, and you could put a boom on it, a hydraulic boom, so we can quite easily take down a door and a window, and we did. And we decided that, okay, enough is enough. We can put a flashbang in there. We put gas in there. He was able to, I guess, withstand the gas, and then we went inside and picked him up. So now he's also charged with a number of different things, to include resisting our efforts. And he has, you know, we put out there, but he has an extensive criminal history. This is not someone that's, you know, a tag, not a sign type of a thing. This is something very serious that we bring the SWAT team out for and our rook out. He had 10 prior misdemeanors and 7 prior felony convictions.
Jeez.
From battery, burglary, aggravated assault, aggravated battery, drug offenses, weapons violations. This is a guy that we were really wanting to get off the street.
Yeah.
To the point where we weren't going to leave that particular apartment until we had him in our hands.
Some people have done so much, and here I am, haven't even caught a felony charge yet, you know? So some people have, they've earned their response, I'll just put it that way, which is serious.
That you get what you get.
Yes, that's right. You also have people who may not be stars in the next Italian Job caper. 2 men caught for stealing copper in cantonment that were apprehended because of a funny misjudgment, let's just say.
Well, and I will tell you, over the years, I've been watching these crime dramas, and I'll tell whoever I'm with, whether it's my kids or my wife, and I'll say, that's not how it happens. There's no way that you can find a cigarette butt, and it's just not that easy. Well,
then again, these
guys have stolen some copper, and they were on video stealing this copper. So our keen deputies get there.
Thousands of dollars worth of copper.
Oh, a lot. Yeah, this is a lot of copper. And so we have pictures of these guys, and I was like, got to try to identify them. And they said, well, maybe this route right here that they may have taken. So the deputy finds a warm cup that had coffee in it. And they say, you know, this looks like the coffee cup from the store down the street. So they go to the store down the street and look at their videos and not just see the people, the same people wearing the same clothes, buying the coffee and putting the creamer and such in there.
Uh-huh.
And I made it the creamer part. I don't know how they like their coffee. You know, it's,
maybe,
you know,
they're sweet and low people.
Who knows?
I don't know.
It's not good. Anyway, so, and then we also were able to ascertain the truck they were driving, the tag, and then we got, anyways, long story short, we ended up catching these highly caffeinated thieves.
Well, look, you know, you got to be on your A game when you're stealing copper. You know, you can't afford to be drowsy.
Doesn't it make you, I'm not a coffee drinker per se. Doesn't it make you a little jittery? You know, shouldn't you probably be calm?
What is the old rule? Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And, you know, if you're jittery, that makes you bad. You also had a skull found in Fence Line Road, but it turns out it's an old case. You're not worried about it being foul play.
Well, I think the case is over a dozen years old. It was more than a skull. It was a skeleton to include a skull. But there's no foul play at this point.
Found by a citizen?
Yeah, a passerby along the fence line. And it looked like it had been there for, again, a dozen
years
or so, a long time. So we're going back, looking at some of our missing persons and trying to get some resolution to a family member.
I still just think, as a citizen walking along and finding, you know, any of that kind of stuff, it's got to be pretty distressing or weird at the very least. Oh, what happened in Molino? You got grilled at this, like, town hall. I mean, fierce questions. Do you have cop friends? Do you have special food you eat on duty?
The Cub Scouts can be a little brutal at times.
They might ask anything.
Yeah. So apparently, and I love this, that they to get one of their badges, they have to talk to an elected official.
Oh, all
which
right.
I think it works great. It gives a question and answer.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
also gives them a sense for civic, you know, engagement. And so this is the second time, and I get questions. Grilled, exactly. What exactly do you eat? What exactly, you know, because I thought it was a donut joke, and it wasn't. These kids weren't even old enough to really
get
understand
that
the
context.
Donut,
that's
the donut
funny.
Part. But one of them talking was, you know, do we name the villains? Do we give them nicknames, or they picking themselves?
Name themselves.
You know, I guess it's a
Charm depends. Never fails is not your assigned name. That's that dude's name.
Yeah,
right?
Well, so, it's one of those things. They watch TV. They watch superheroes, and they
right.
see Viper and whatever. Whoever these bad guys are, I don't even know.
Black Mamba. So, speaking of more lighthearted things, I did manage to come across an investigative piece that your people did. What did Sheriff Simmons look like in the 1990s?
Yeah.
And I have a picture here of a slightly more chiseled, but, you know, not much, Sheriff Simmons with a mustache and a kind of scruffy-looking beard. Mustache. Yeah, and I won't quite call it a short long, but it's definitely not the current hairdo. And there was a montage of pictures. Was this meant to scare people or humanize you?
What was the? No, I can tell you that there were some pictures that they didn't get a hold of. But it's all in good fun. Yeah. I mean, we showed it. I think that it shows most of the 90s. I was in narcotics.
Yeah, this is under. I figured this is UC stuff, right? This is undercover
because
stuff.
Because most people now, that I mean, for years they haven't seen me with any facial hair at all.
Right, right.
And almost all the pictures that they showed, I had a goatee or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something along those lines. I don't know, man. It's these trends. You got to get involved in some, and you got to draw a line on others.
Well, I don't want to connect the dots too much here, but there was this on Facebook, and then there was also the warning that ugly cops will arrest you if you're on the beach. And you made out like it wouldn't be you. I'm not sure how to take all that. But
well, we were going, you know, we check out the beach.
The signboard actually said this. Yeah.
It was our signboard. I said, who did that? I said, and I made the joke. I said, I guess I can't go make any arrests on the beach.
There you go, because you promised them only ugly cops would arrest them.
I can't do it. And again, in good fun. But apparently it's a thing. I don't even know. It's not something they made up on their own. It was related to something else.
Okay.
My point.
All right.
Anyway, so we want to be serious about the beach, but we also
the threat worked because the beach has been quiet, right?
It's been this past weekend. Of course, the weather helped us on Sunday, but and we have plenty of deputies out there, and we'll have plenty more this weekend as well.
Scared of ugly cops and bearded former undercover agents.
I don't think
agents.
We really have any ugly cops. If you look at it.
Nice pivot.
Yeah, there you go.
Sheriff Simmons is
because I don't want our deputies not to make an arrest because it'll be them. So you're the one.
Yeah, you're bringing the average down.
Yeah.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia Sheriff Simmons, thanks as always for the time, sir. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report, but we're seeing some major delays right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Through that construction zone, experience about a 9-minute delay. And also Highway 90 coming into Pensacola. Through that construction zone, we're experiencing about a 16-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'm actually making that picture my picture for Chip whenever he calls.
That's
definitely
awesome.
100%. Hey, if you need to do any kind of video production work, you need to produce an ad, or you want to document your house or as a before in case there ever has to be an after, or you want to promote a subdivision that you're building. And if it's sort of aerial photography, Pelican Drones does that. Of course, it's right in their name. But if it's ground-based, if it's walkthroughs, if it's, you know, that 360 mapping kind of stuff, they do that. If it's, you know, interviews, or if it's, training video, like anything that's video or video production, they do it. They work for big companies. I mean, they do Portofino and Visit Alabama and FDOT and Innisfree and Netflix and HGTV. And they work with, like, you know, your neighbor Bob. You know, if you want to buy their services by the day or the half day or the hour, they are available for you. The cool thing is once they do it, you own it. So you own the raw material too, and you can, you know, repurpose it however you see fit. So whatever your need is, Pelican Drones is there for you. PelicanDrones.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Celebrate Easter at Great Southern, Angelina's Supper Club, Limón de Primavera, a celebration of spring, new spring and summer menus, and the annual Craft Beer Festival, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm sorry, who are you again?
I'm Frida's boss.
Who's Frida?
My secretary.
That's Fletch F. Fletcher. 7:59 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is a headliner, maybe two for us here. David?
Well, NASA is preparing for the first crewed mission around the moon in more than a half century. The Artemis II test flight is scheduled for launch Wednesday evening at 6:24 Eastern at the Kennedy Space Center. It'll mark NASA's first crewed mission aboard the massive Space Launch System rocket and the Orion spacecraft.
And this is the one that's going to just go look and come back. It's going to go around the moon, right?
Right, yeah, it's going to circle around.
So does that mean, okay, I feel dumb to ask it. Does that mean we'll see some of this or the smoke trail or whatever from here, maybe? Like we did
the last mission. 92.3, 95.3.